Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Well, death is confronting, isn't it? It's very confronting. That's why I think there's such a massive effort that's expended on trying to sanitise it, to dismiss it, to literally fill up our lives and our minds with anything and everything and push it back, push back the hard reality of death. But it comes. It comes like an intruder in the night. It's unwanted. It's out of order, isn't it? And we rightly cry out against it. That's what I felt like doing last Tuesday night. Something is wrong. Something is wrong with the world. Terribly wrong. And the question is, the fundamental question is, does God care? Friends, not only does God care, but God himself has dealt death the death blow. God himself. God himself has intervened in the person of the Lord Jesus, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who Cheryl turned to as a Saviour and Lord just over 30 years ago. But maybe you're sitting there and thinking, but how is it that God has dealt death the death blow? Because the reality is, Cheryl's body did stop last Tuesday. Well, the Apostle Paul, he not only answers that question, but he provides immeasurable comfort for all who are trusting in Jesus. In that passage just read to us by Jenny, you've got it in your service bulletins, the passage at the end of 1 Corinthians 15. And Paul begins that section, the last part of chapter 15, and he makes a very clear statement. He says, those who are living in earthly natural bodies like himself cannot inherit the kingdom of God or eternal life as they are in that state. He's not denying that physical bodies will be in the new heaven, new earth. He uses this expression, flesh and blood, to describe human nature as it is now. A human nature with its frailty, human nature with its perishability. We've witnessed that, haven't we? In other people's lives, we've witnessed that in Cheryl's life over 10 years and certainly last Tuesday night. You see, to inherit God's final kingdom, there needs to be total transformation. That is, body and spirit. Cheryl's inner person, her spirit, began a process of transformation over 30 years ago when she trusted in Jesus as her Saviour and Lord. It wasn't just an intellectual assent. With her whole person, she trusted in the truth of the gospel of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that inner transformation that began back then was actually made complete last Tuesday night as Jesus welcomed her into his very presence. Cheryl is with the Lord in blissful, ecstatic joy, more alive than ever. She's conscious and interacting with others in heaven. That's the truth of God's word. And as good as that is, the Lord actually still has more in store for her. What grace. I mean, what fantastic love. The outer, the body, also requires transformation so that we can inhabit, so that we can live in the new heaven and the new earth. And friends, the new heaven and the new earth will be an absolutely physical existence. And that transformation of Cheryl's broken body will happen. It'll happen at the resurrection. And the resurrection will happen when Jesus returns. Our Christians don't grieve without hope. Because at earthly death, in fact, we're alive in the very presence of the Lord. And then at Jesus' second coming, the body in the grave is resurrected and transformed. You would have seen in the press in the last couple of days people setting dates for Christ's return. That's nonsense. That's garbage. Don't believe a word of it. But you need to believe a word of God that Christ will return. That torn tent, it's the word that Paul used to describe our bodies, that torn tent of Cheryl's body, will one day be transformed. It'll happen when Christ returns. And Paul, when he writes to the Philippian Christians, also stuck up there in Greece, he says that in fact the believers' bodies will be transformed so that they will actually be like Jesus' own glorious body. That's a great package, don't you reckon? That's God's love for a broken world. That's God's love for broken people. And it's been made possible only through Jesus, through his death and resurrection. But like any gift, you actually have to receive it. Paul says, listen up, I'm going to tell you a mystery. That is, I'm going to tell you a divine truth that hasn't previously been disclosed. He says, listen up, in the twinkling of an eye, in a flash, the last trumpet will sound. Now, we've already heard that Cheryl requested at least one trumpet today. And I have to tell you, Jason, as good as you are, and you're very good, the last trumpet will be something much more special. The trumpet will announce thundering victory. The Lord Jesus has returned. And transformation will be complete. It will be complete for every follower of Jesus, everyone trusting in him. It doesn't matter whether they're alive at that time or their body is in the grave. And when Jesus returns, he will bring this world, the world that we know. The reality is we don't know the world that Cheryl's in now, do we? But we know this world, and he will bring this world with its terrible suffering and sickness. He'll bring this world with its rebellion against the love of God. He'll bring this world with its death to an end. And everyone will be judged, the living and the dead. That is, things will be set right. And all who are trusting in Jesus, described by Paul here in this passage, just brothers and sisters, will inherit the kingdom of God, and they will inherit it in all of its fullness. Cheryl will be there. She'll be like number one explorer. Why will she be there? Because Jesus died for her sins on the cross and rose again to bring her new life, conquering sin and death. And Cheryl accepted that gift. She accepted that free gift of salvation. How did she accept it? In repentance. That is, turning from worshipping everything and anyone other than the living God and trusting, resting in Christ, her Saviour. And she did that right up to the end of her earthly life. She knew that the tent of her body was getting ripped apart, but she could actually face that with resolute confidence. And let me tell you, this wasn't something that she just psyched herself up about. This wasn't something that she just dreamed up. It was a rock-solid confidence based on the authority of God's word, attested to by the resurrection of Jesus himself. And so Paul puts it this way, for the perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, the mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that's written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. That's a picture of radical transformation. Death itself will be swallowed up, that is, death will be gone forever, completely. Death. Disgusting intruder, destroyer, will be gone forever. And why is that? It is because of Jesus and because of what he has done in his death and resurrection. Without Jesus, death is a terrible sting. And Paul uses a word sting in his day which actually described the deadly sting of a scorpion. Because without Jesus, you stand before God with all of your sin exposed. But over here, with Jesus, you stand before him with all of your sins covered and washed away. That's good news. Without Jesus, with Jesus, Jesus actually makes all the difference, doesn't he? He makes all the difference in this world, and he makes all the difference in the world to come. So for the Christian, for Cheryl, for all who are trusting in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, the sting of death has been removed. But followers of Jesus do end up with deadly tears in the tent of their bodies, just like everybody else. But that earthly death for a Christian simply prepares the person for being clothed with a glorious body that will never be impacted by disease or evil. So this temporary passing of Cheryl brings deep grief. It's obvious from just this extraordinary crowd how much you'll be missed. But Christians don't grieve without hope. We have a rock-solid confidence in the future because we have a rock-solid confidence in Jesus, and that confidence was demonstrated by his resurrection. So salvation is a gift for all, and it's a gift that can be simply received in simple, childlike faith. So friends, the Lord Jesus will return. When he does, he will usher in the new heaven and the new earth. Let me assure you, it ain't going to be boring. It's going to be fun-filled. It's true, Brendan. He has great understanding of this. It will be fun-filled. It will be creative. It will be stimulating days without end. It is the most fantastic prospect. And the pain and the deep, deep grief that sin, death brings will be gone forever. It is just absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful to have so many here this afternoon celebrating the grace of God in Cheryl's life. I know that her desire would be that everyone who is here this day would be trusting in the one who's conquered sin, the one who's conquered death, the one who's conquered the grave. The one whom death could not hold down, the one who is risen, the one who would have welcomed Cheryl.